One of the country's biggest banks is merging with one of the largest issuers of credit cards. Bank of America said today it would acquire the MBNA Corporation in a deal valued at about $35 billion. The company says the merger will make it a more diverse business, but will also result in job cuts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
North Carolina-based Bank of America has grown bigger over the years, in part through a succession of mergers. Most recently, it bought Fleet Boston Financial Corporation in a deal worth $48 billion. The company is already the nation's third largest bank, behind Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase. It also has the country's largest network of bank branches. This morning, the company said it would acquire the Delaware-based credit card company MBNA for about $35 billion in cash and stock. Bank of America's chairman and CEO Kenneth Lewis said in a statement that the merger will give the bank a more diverse business mix, less dependent on market-sensitive businesses. He said it would also increase the bank's cash flow and financial strength. A merger would give Bank of America about 20 million new customer accounts, doubling its current number. It will manage $143 billion in customer balances. And the bank said it would have an attractive new foothold in Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Spain. Lewis also said that about 6,000 jobs will be eliminated once the deal goes through, and that the company would take a restructuring charge of about $1.25 billion. The merger has been approved by the boards of the two companies, but shareholders and regulators also have to weigh in. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.